From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 18th. Hey, Chloe. July 18th, 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from the Sunday Stack. My guide to the Scotland Highlands. Planning a trip to the Scottish Highlands can be overwhelming due to the numerous routes and varying driving times between stops. I wish I had a guide like this when I went, as it would have saved me from making mistakes like planning a puffin tour that got cancelled due to weather. The Highlands are breathtakingly beautiful, with scenery that's unlike anything I've seen before. However, be prepared for a lot of driving, not just between towns, but also on the islands, where sites are far from each other. I highly recommend renting an SUV or four-wheel drive for these roads. If you're not a strong driver, consider having someone with experience drive, especially on the single-track roads and occasional dirt roads. If you're looking to see Highland cows, be prepared to add driving time and pivoting to your daily schedule, as they can be elusive. Some popular viewpoints may not be as successful as expected, but venturing off the beaten path can lead to new discoveries. Just manage your time and expectations and enjoy the ride. Next. Second, from the Sunday Stack. Tomato plus halloumi panzanella. There's no shortage or escaping the tomato right now, not that anyone would want to, but sometimes that sure can result in a surplus of tomatoes on my counter with a limited lifespan. So, of course, lunch has been looking very tomato-centred lately, and that's how this panzanella came to life. It's also felt like there's just a heatwave every day, which makes cooking pods of grocery shopping an absolute chore. I've been ordering all my groceries for the week through DoorDash to save myself the heat exhaustion. Up next. Third, from the Sunday Stack. Late summer corn pasta salad. So I just read about this really easy and fresh pasta salad recipe that's perfect for using up late summer ingredients like cherry tomatoes and corn on the cob. It's based on a corn salad that a friend made after a night out, and it was such a hit that everyone started making their own versions. You can add pasta to make it a bit more substantial, or leave it out and just have a corn salad. Either way, it's a great side dish for a Labour Day BBQ or a quick weeknight dinner. The best part is that it's super simple to make and is a great way to enjoy the last bits of summer before the weather cools down. The recipe is pretty flexible, so you can customise it to your taste by adding protein like shrimp, chicken, or steak. It's also a great base for a quick and easy meal. The idea is to just throw together some fresh ingredients and enjoy the last bits of warm weather. I think this recipe is a great way to wrap up the summer season, and it's definitely worth trying out before the weather cools down and we start thinking about fall foods. The combination of corn, cherry tomatoes and pasta is a really nice one, and it's a great way to use up some of the fresh ingredients that are still available at the farmer's market. Overall, this late summer corn pasta salad is a great way to enjoy the last bits of summer and to use up some of the fresh ingredients that are still available. It's easy to make, customizable, and perfect for a quick weeknight dinner or a Labour Day BBQ. And then, fourth, from the Sunday Stack, Capri's Orzo Salad. I am 100% usually the person that's blasting fall content before it even hits mid-September. But this year, something truly different has hit the air. I could not hold on to the last days of summer tight enough. Maybe it's because for the first time all season, I'm actually tan and I'm not ready for it to fade before the winter uglies come back. Or perhaps I just didn't get to eat and cook enough summer recipes. Next. Fifth, from the Sunday Stack. My guide to Mallorca. It's rare I leave a vacation and don't feel a little bit ready to go home, be amongst my things, plus just settle back into normalcy. But this last trip to Menorca, Poble Mallorca, just hit different, leaving our last day. I felt immediate withdrawals. Not the vacation withdrawals, am I well? I could have stayed another week, and that's far too many days without my natural habitat. But honestly, it was just the perfect trip full of good food, peacefulness, beauty, salt water, and all the fresh seafood. Up next, sixth from the Sunday stack, one big pecan pie pop tart. Nothing gets a girl going like fall baking, being back in session, baby. And I couldn't think of something more fitting than a big-ass Pop-Tart to start it off. Last year I made this apple cider donut-flavoured Pop-Tart, which was real loved by everyone. Now for this year, I was craving a little something cinnamon roll, so I went in for a perfect combination of cream cheese glaze and gooey pecan pie filling. And then, seventh from the Sunday stack, tomato honey nut squash soup. Wee-hoo, everyone! Yesterday was October 1st, so today it's obviously time for a soup. And while low-key it was just 80 degrees out the other day, I have decided to mentally move forward in a sweater and bag full of pumpkins in my farmer's market tote. Another thing in my tote, tomatoes. Despite my best efforts of shaking summer off to allow myself to really immerse in the fall energy, tomatoes are still in big abundance at my farmer's markets. Next, eighth from the Sunday stack, buckwheat and meatballs in gravy. I am back with another buckwheat recipe because it is now my responsibility, my civic duty, as an Eastern European lineage princess, to give you more reasons to eat buckwheat, the underrated pseudo-cereal of our generation. I recently learned it's not a grain, because naturally I assume everything is a grain TBH, and since we're in deep now, I'll elaborate more on what it is. According to my research, a quick Google search, buckwheat is a seed that is consumed and prepared like a grain but is not botanically a grain. Up next, ninth from the Sunday stack, a full carbonara. Okay, so I did not mean to post two back-to-back honey nut squash recipes in the last week. However, it is the wee first few weeks of fall, so I'm allowed to do whatever I want within the bounds of the squash category. And I still think you're missing out if you haven't tried this honey nut squash plus tomato soup with apple grilled cheese. And then, 10th from the Sunday stack, just a real good chicken noodle soup. It dawned on me the other day that of all the soups I've ever shared, I have yet to post a simple, classic, no-frills chicken noodle, like, how embarrassing. And if we must recount, there have certainly been a few variations I've shared recipes for like. And while these are all fantastic and amazing and lovely, we mustn't forget the ringleader of this whole series and soup as we know it, chicken noodle soup. She walked so we can run. Growing up, I literally did not know boxed chicken broth existed. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.